Blog Talk Radio.
Great. I'm listening now.
You can't hear me.
Yes, it did. I hear Frank.
Con. All praise.
I hear
you know. Stay encouraged, y'all.
Okay.
It's only temporary. All right. The curse
okay,
is
what
on. This project is called Someday No More. Someday, we ain't gonna be up on these conditions.
Most high will deliver.
We ain't gonna be on these curses. You just gotta hold on.
Okay, I'm gonna put the
sing to him, brother.
All right.
Just don't let the spin get you down.
It'll be no more homework, no more books, no more of your homo ass passes nasty looks, no more of your GMOs corrupting my children, no more of your higher living skyscraper buildings, no more of your tyranny ways, no more inventing AA, no more gainsayers whenever we speak for game's sake, no more smiles that's fake, no more handshakes, no more stand your ground and shoot that nigga in his nigga face, no more of these black face painted by the sons of Satan, the devil that the Bible speaks
no
of,
no misinterpretation,
no more coonery, no more fookery, no more basketball dribbling, no more Bojangles chicken, no more God bless America, my middle finger up to the chump trunk while I stand here in hysterica, no more Hellenistic Gentile living, no more voting in this wicked ass system, no love is what they get to me. So one day, the prophecies of the children, Yasha'Allah, will be fulfilled, and we will be going home. Everything that's been documented in the entire book that's called the Torah was written about the so-called Negroes and our captivity, the Hispanics and the North American Indians, the 12 tribes of Israel, our repentance and our return. No more these Asian niggas claiming they Jake when they work for Satan. No more hydrogenated peanut oil to break your concentration. Didn't know that, did you? Yeah, that makes you real wicked. Give you the worst of the food for you to feed your children. Matter of fact, while we on the subject, might as well get at that. Baby mama's gonna be mad, but it's gonna be no food stamps. It's a blessing, though. You gotta understand these things. The Most High gonna provide for us. Two rivers, two
that
trees.
That 501c3, boy, that's the mark of the beast. How you gonna teach the people you ain't got permission to speak?
No more COINTELPRO, bro, up under Islam. Want me to come to your class for Sabbath? Man, get gone. Cause it's universal, this is rehearsal. And ain't no one camp or one school got it all. Don't take it personal. Interpretation, what the scriptures say. 2 Peter 1:20, the literature tell you Buster's name. So we don't have to come together up under one specific school or banner. Remember, Yasha'Allah, your nationality is the camp. The two times that camp was used most prolifically in the Bible is when the Most High was around our whole nationality. And this last time is when he's going to redeem us and take us out of this place of captivity. And he's going to fight for the camp of Israel. See, after this, we're going to be all winning. All in it. When it comes to the law, we gon' be all
now
in
every
it.
Every man, woman, and child, go gather your nothings. After this summit, we are one step closer to sun's coming, and it'll be no more division, no more camp banging, no more out the order, sit your black butt back, go read the Torah. No more harvesting his people's organs, this heart pumped through the blood. The first people of the earth, same color as the mud.
You crack the lights with your teeth, so your people's the bottom feeders, and we see you. No more white lies, no more white heights, no more white Easter. No more whitewashing my black mind with a white Jesus. No more Saturnalia, no more pagan worship. No more babies of this nation being blatantly murdered. No more abortions, no more of these banks and their extortions. No more whorehouses in plain sight disguised as churches. No more of my people hurting, cause it'll be no more curses.
No more curses. More curses.
And this is a reason to celebrate Yasha'Allah. One day these conditions will be over. There will be no more confusion. No harm will come to your people ever again. Because we will be delivered. Salvation is of the Jews. Hamashiach Yahawashah. He said, I am not sent but into the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And we will be delivered from this captivity. When?
We'll
not on speaker.
Okay, I can hear. I hear. Can y'all hear me? This is the phone. Yeah.
What about Camila's phone?
She's standing by. She's standing out there with them, and I'm in the room, another room, and I'm listening to the phone. We're connected right now. There's silence. Okay, now I hear that. That's what you hear. That's what you hear right there. That's how it sounds.
What do you hear? I don't.
It's barely able to be heard. Hold on a second. It's in and out. It's not consistent. You'll hear her a little bit, but the sound quality is not good. And then, like, now you can't hear anything. I have it connected for me and you to listen to it. So it's not working through the phone very well.
I don't know what to do.
Okay, let me try to turn the volume up on my computer.
Woo! Act like a cow.
Moo!
Woo! In Hebrew, we say, hola!
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 All right! Who we got? Who we got? Who we got? Where's our animal sound? Come on, Ama. Let's act like a camel. In Hebrew, we say, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, everybody. Let's act like a chameleon. Y'all got to blend. I'm going to blend with this wall. Blend. Act like a chameleon. Act like a chameleon. Okay. All right. Get up, everybody. Let's sancho ma.
Sancho ma.
In Hebrew, that's sancho ma.
Sancho ma.
Come on, Rockamaya. Let's act like an eagle. He's a quiet eagle. In Hebrew, we say nashar.
Nashar.
I guess we can just proceed with Zoom. I don't know what to do either.
You get it, you get it, you get it.
then? No swallow fly?
I know I don't.
I don't know why. Perhaps
know.
You'll go down if you swallow fly. But let's take a deep breath in and hope everybody stands up. Mom, parents, if you're at home, stand up with your little ones and let's give it a great big stretch. Hands up, tippy toe up and bring it down. Breathe in. Come on, all the way to your toes. You got it. And bring it back down. Now we're going to hold that stretch up. Counting to 10. I'll start off with counting with Hebrew. Just repeat after me. Are we ready?
Yes.
Akan. Akan. I call it one.
One.
Akan.
Akan.
Two.
Two.
Shanya.
Shanya.
Three.
Three.
Shalash.
Shalash.
Four.
Four.
Arabine.
Arabine.
Five.
Five.
Hamash.
Hamash.
Six.
Six.
Shasha.
Shasha.
Seven.
Seven.
Shabai.
Shabai.
Eight.
Eight.
Shamawana.
Shamawana.
Nine.
Nine.
Dashai.
Dashai.
Ten.
Ten.
Ashura.
Ashura.
All right. Let's bring it down. Rakamai, can you take us in Hebrew? Touch your toes. Give yourself a great stretch. All the way down. Feel it in your back and your calf muscles. Like stretch it down like Shamar just said. Ah! Mm-hmm. All right. Spanish.
Oh.
One.
Three.
One.
One.
Uno.
Uno.
Two.
Two.
Dos.
Dos.
Three.
Three.
Next.
Tres.
Four.
Four.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Five.
Five.
Cinco.
Cinco.
Six.
Six.
Siete.
Siete.
Seven.
Seven.
Ocho.
Uno. Siete.
Eight.
Eight.
Ocho.
Ocho.
Nine.
Nine. Nueve.
Ten.
Ten.
Diez.
Diez. All right, who would like to take it in Creole? All right, you got it? Kayak on the boat of Creole. Let's go, flamingo style. Let's go. Flamingo style, let's go.
One.
One.
And.
And.
Two.
Two.
Des.
Des.
Three.
Three.
Trois.
Trois.
Four.
Four.
Cop.
Cop.
Five.
Five.
Ten.
Ten.
Six.
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 Seven.
Seven.
Set.
Eight.
Eight.
Nine.
Nine.
Nest.
Nest.
Ten.
Ten. D. D. All right. Let's bring it back and switch our legs flamingo style. All right.
Me.
Oh. So, what you got?
One.
One.
Five. Two.
Two. Shanya.
Three.
Three.
Shalash. Four.
Four.
Abad.
Abad.
Five.
Five.
Kamash.
Kamash.
Six.
Six.
Shasha.
Shasha.
Seven.
Seven.
Shabbat.
Shabbat.
Eight.
Eight.
Shamawana.
Shamawana. Nine.
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 Kashai.
Kashai.
Nine.
Ten. Ten.
Ashura.
Ashura. Okay, last stretch. Last stretch. We are going to reopen it up just a little bit. Let's get all of that hands up. Hands up, hands up, hands up. Hands up, hands up. Zoe, do you know Spanish? Or? Okay, can you, Zoe, take us out for the Spanish count? We're going to reach in the middle of the floor. As far as you can go, Mrs. Zoe, show us how to count in Spanish.
One.
One.
Uno.
Uno.
Two.
Two.
Dos.
Dos.
Three.
Three.
Tres.
Tres.
Four.
Four.
Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Five.
Five.
Cinco.
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 Six.
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 Siete.
Yes.
Seven.
Ocho. Siete.
y'all are doing good. Go ahead and get a quick drink of water. Take a sip of water here and at home. Get some water. We just came from stretching. Y'all did a very good job. Maya, agua, no. Maya, agua, no.
Ready? Hello?
I think he's got to connect it to my phone now. But it's still not.
I can hear it. All right. Okay? Our word at home,
Thank you. Right. Well, don't have
Let me give you an update, so I apologize. Even though I set it to be for 1 hour and 30 minutes, it cut off at 40. Screw this like that today. However, I sent a new link, so it's like they didn't get it. So I'm online on my phone. I can see if they want to log back in. I tried to send it to my husband. I don't know what's going on the other side, but I am looking at what's going on this side. So that might mean that you need to recap some situations
if
you want. Yeah, they're going to log back in. Give me just a second. If you like it, he
says. Okay.
So he says it's clear.
So, the see what there's other things we can eat. There's other things we can do. Why? Because the Most High chose y'all to be special. Most High chose y'all. Most High Y'all are chosen. Y'all are special. You know, you can't sit down with middleman. You got to do the squat, and he's like, get up. Being special, being chosen. Though we sit here and want to feel that that's not fair. Other people are doing it. I don't want just a cheese pizza or just a burger pizza. I want the meat lover's pizza. It got everything on it. And like Zoe said in her age, I like what she's bringing up. Everybody's on the protein thing. But you can get your protein and vegetables. You're okay.
I'm sorry.
You're okay. I'm still the mama. So, in that, the top, they make it seem like it's limited. This is all we got.
You're okay.
So, coming back to what we were saying and reading from scriptures, from the group, is there any questions? From the group, is there any comments? Well, the teacher, once you're going to go, then you're going to go there. back to learn, right? You here to respect the teacher. You have to respect them outside because look how much you love them. He goes into so much detail to get us covered. So you imagine if he didn't tell us. And we said, listen, oh, Most High, I'm mad at you because you didn't tell me nothing important. I'm sick and it's your fault. Right? We didn't thank you. As a body, we don't listen. We want to because it either feels good, it tastes good. I look good. Everything is, I feel good. This helps me. Everyone is doing it. I want to do it. You're not the boss of me. So if he didn't write the laws, if he didn't write the statutes and the commandments, if that has shown us he cared about us, he cares about us. He loves us when he's taking the time and I'm going to show you how to dress. I'm going to tell you how to dress. It's still a choice. If you make the choice to go against what I'm telling you because I'm looking out for you, you got to deal with the consequences. It's like if I'm driving and I see a stop sign and I don't decide to stop. I get the ticket. I read it. Stop means you stop, right? It don't mean you go. If the speed limit says 45, and you know what, I'm mad, and I'm trying to hurry up get home, because I'm ready to spend some kids, and I'm doing 65, 75, I'm going on your back, I'm going to beat you. Then, you know, it's like, wait, the officer, well, officer, right now I'm mad at my kids at the house, and they're about to get some, they're about to get a notch. Would the officer say, yes, I understand, you just put the law, so just go ahead and talk. No. Ma'am, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to write you a ticket. Right? I get a ticket. I decided I made the choice to speed. I made the choice to go against the Most High. All right? The person that says I'm what? I'm chosen. I'm special. I'm peculiar. Right? So in those words, this is what he has for me. When I go back in Leviticus, go home, go study it, read it. You have a Bible. You have any questions? There's my number. There's Ahmad Yasserai's number. Give us a call. If you want ideas on foods and meals and moms don't know, or dads don't know, parents don't know, we'd love to share. Right? There's nothing wrong with putting some stuff together. This is what you can do. There's lots of substitutes. And you know how big people are on the pig, no pig, no, there's no. How about the vegetables? Just the same thing with, I don't like broccoli, I don't like cauliflower, I don't like but I like the candy, I like the lollipop, I chew on some gum. You know?
I'm making a broccoli flavor. Broccoli flavor ice cream, I'm making broccoli flavor candy.
You heard all that you said, broccoli flavored everything. Right? It's good for you. A lot of times when we go into the Bible, this is all across the board. We might not like it. We might not want to do it because we're stuck on what we want to do compared to what he wants us to do to make our life better. When you eat something, Zoe and Rachamaya, you eat it to make you feel good, right? Why do you eat anyway? To feed your body, right? Okay. You like to dress up, right? To make yourself look good. We got to make our insides feel good, too. For the energy, for life. The food is not supposed to make us feel off. Tired, down, the eyes, I gotta take a nap. Eat. But what are we eating? What are we consuming? What are we putting in our body? Are we putting in what? Abomination. Are we putting something filthy, wicked, that's against the Most High?
Yes.
Okay? Something disgusting. I know we have extended time, and I do not pay attention to time. It's almost that time.
That's okay. You got 13 minutes. I reset the hour, so if this ends on block talk and you want to keep going, there is more time. It's up to you.
We are definitely on looking at if there's, like I said, if there's any questions, if there's any ideas. This is y'all time to share it. So
from the things that you go over in school, huh? So,
you have a question.
Hey, but you know what's the good thing about it? Did you know? You know how I'm saying? Don't you see me?
I go to church, but man, they never told me anything.
Yes, and I like what you're saying, because some we gotta go into. Now we go in, as you go further and as you come around more, it's just the most I chose so you could be able to be shown that. Because you didn't know, the most I said he's going to wink at you. You did not know. But now you know, what are you going to do? And it's, it might be a little challenging, right? Everybody over there, that's from Portia. Mom said it, Portia, and I said that, comrades, comrades. You know, and she can always come and call mom. I'm about to share. This is what we're going to go over. And it's good having you. This is why we are sharing it and trying to make Sundays where we do reach out. So if you're not able to come here, you get the information from auntie. You ask your mom, can you log in? And you can learn more.
Wait, Mama.
Right? You can inquire and learn more. This ain't no, now I've been eating pork, I'm just going to go in the corner and I'm never ever once because I did something with you. You feel bad, just don't want to do it. So not to continue. Yes.
What if, your mom, tells you, she's really going to eat the morning pizza.
What?
And then what would you say? Like, what would you do?
I like that question.
Yeah. Because if you go out and eat, and even if you were to say no, your parent can just as easily say, okay, you're not eating for that. Okay, you're not going to eat. So what do you say? Like in those
situations? I like these questions.
If her mom were to make something that has pork in it, a pork soup, something like that, and said no, Rockamai's auntie has said that pork is bad and it's got parasites in it.
And you're always welcome to ask me questions. I knew the situation might come up. I think it would be a good idea. I expect you to share this with your mom because it's, you know, hey, you know, this is what we learned today. You can always be respectful and ask, hey, mom, I see you cooked pork chops tonight. Is it okay if I get something else? Or can I just eat this side? You can just respectfully ask. Just respectfully ask. If you're in a situation that says no, eat it anyway. And Chris also says that you got to obey your parents. And for the time being that you're in her house, you have to eat the way she tells you. But it won't be because you weren't trying to follow what you just learned. That is a hard situation to be in. And we're not telling you to disrespect your mom. We're not telling you to disobey your mom. But it is new knowledge, and it's a possibility that a lot of people didn't know. I was like you. I grew up and I found out, I'm not supposed to be eating this. A lot of us. So all you can do is, hey, I learned something new today. Share with her what you learned. Is it okay, mom, if you need to fix this, could you please fix me something else, or do you mind if I eat this side? And that's all you can do is just respectfully.
And the safe thing about all of this,
better respond and then we'll get to
the question. And the safe thing about this, because these are things that are going to be we have families. Half of us have families that, they, because it's the rules of the Most High, it's going to what they're used to, what they want to do. And if you won't come, like Auntie was showing, not coming disrespectful, but know that even if your mom should ask, and I'm glad your mom is building a relationship with her, you are in a body. There's support. You're not in this by yourself. And I say this because I have a niece in Florida. Now she's high up age.
Class?
She literally, when her mom, it doesn't matter, and you don't have to go that extreme. And her mom knows you're not supposed to, but she would sit there and go, you're not going to eat. She just drinks water. And if her mom said, I'm not going to give you, she just goes to the faucet.
small like this. And she finds times where, you know, she ends up my grandma, and that's something else. Oh, she's bad at kids. You know what I mean? So you're not, you're in an arena. This is why it's very important that we do come together. This is why it's very important we do support each other. This is why this is important, that we make it be about the Most High, that we don't give up the past. We all have a purpose. And to help families to fight that,
you have another question for me, ma'am.
Okay. Your mom, what was your question?
What is your mom's
life? Wait, let her calm the baby and then ask the question so you'll be able to hear.
Shalai, mom.
Go.
What if your mom says
it
you have to eat it?
I said that?
Yeah.
What if your mom says you have to eat it?
We covered that, mom. If your mom says that you have to, then you come back and you show, okay, you know, because I have to, I don't want to go against the Most High. Most High put a spirit on my mom. You know, mom, I didn't want to go against the Most High, but you did enough to be disobedient. You go ahead and like you said, go ahead and do it. But that's not, oh, you know, she's cooking it, so let me just go ahead and eat it, right? Because it's not parents don't just cook, right, Zoe? It's not just a forecast. There's some mashed potatoes, there's macaroni and cheese. You might not have the meat.
Don't let go.
You're going to have to stop.
Don't pray in the closet.
It's like your school. Like your school. When your school sells pepperoni pizza, right? They also offer an alternative. You know what's an alternative? They offer something else. It might be just a packet of peanut butter and jelly. It might be, you remember what they serve in the aisle? When there's an alternative, what are some of the stuff they serve at school? The salad. Just the plain lettuce and tomato salad. They offer something else.
Right. Now, the whole situation is unique.
Yes.
And if the world in the sense of for her down, you know, the situation itself is not unique because we've all been through something like that. But I get where he's coming from. Because I want to make it very clear. We're not telling you to go home and defy your mom. Or you that matter. You just learned something new. And if you're in a situation, you do the best that you can. That's what I'm saying. We're saying, I'm not going to tell you ever go against your mom. And I will tell nobody to do that. But you're in a situation where you do the best you can with what you have.
Right.
If your mom is trying to take eat all your food, that's why I gave you that scenario you face. Respectfully ask, may I have something else? If she says no, then maybe ask for a small portion. That's a kind of a tricky situation,
yes.
You know?
But it's a good question.
But if she, yes.
It's a very good question.
She does give you the option. Now you know that you... You know that you try to your best to avoid those meats, as best you can. But if you're in the store and you're Lay's chips or pork rinds, you know, pick Lay's chips, right? And she's giving you a choice. Hey, y'all want pizza tonight? Ooh, Mom, I would love some hamburger pizza or some cheese pizza.
Ooh, I like pizza.
Yeah, we're only going to order one pizza. Okay, can we get a hamburger on one half? And can we get pepperoni on the other? It's still a shot that you're trying. The Most High seems that you'll be trying to do the right thing. It's new. You just found this out today.
So it's going to be
hard. Right.
It's going to be a challenge. And then feel free again. You give Auntie a call. You give Rockamaya's mom a call. And this is for those at home too. Different situations. If you run into it or somebody run into somebody at school and you happen to share it or somebody asks, why are you not eating school and stuff? Then you can share and then go from there. You know what I mean? But the importance and bonding and coming together and building, because we're not alone in the journey. Okay? The support is here. You know, go ahead for a minute. Okay, the support is here. So coming back, we went over the unclean animals, right?
Yes.
Which one of the unclean animals that we learned in Hebrew is what?
Kazayar.
What is one of the unclean animals?
Kazayar.
That's Hebrew. Kazayar. Creole. Koshon.
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 Is there what you mean?
Koshon.
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 Kazayar.
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 Kazayar. And she told me in Spanish it was... Cerdo.
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 All right, and so we're going to make our round. Zoe was our guest. We're done on our scriptures. Y'all can go back and read it at home. Read it for the week. Take your notebooks out. Feel free to call. You have to write it to 910-975-9984. 965-9346. Is my number. That's 210 area code. If you have any ideas, if you want any ideas and things to share, we're gonna branch off a lot on the four languages. So we'll add next week we'll definitely add our color. We're gonna start adding our color, so it'll be five words for the week. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Emphasizing on the four languages. We're gonna at some point branch into the bodies. Our wall is here. But if you at home need any ideas, we're gonna have the children home for the summer. Yay! Summer. So we get to do more activities and things that the children can see and things we can work with them at home with. So I look forward to that. So we're gonna go and introduce ourselves. Starting with our guest.
I'm Zoe.
That's Zoe. Girl, introduce yourself. We have
Rakamaya.
Let's go. Introduce ourselves. We have, what's your name?
Kanaya.
Go. Introduce yourself. We have
Shreya.
Look up at the
Shreya.
Shalom. We didn't do the next time.